Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's good? This is Trapping Anonymous. My name is Chris Styles. We are back. Thank you for rocking with me as always. I got some new topics for you guys, things I wanted to touch on that's sort of big in our culture, in our community. If we could just, you know, get these stories the authentic way, you know, shout out to Breakbeat, everybody that's been a part of this. Shout out to Trapping Anonymous. Make sure you go follow us on Instagram. Thank you for being here. We're just going to keep it going how we going. Do remember the stories that you hear do not necessarily reflect real life. They just here to educate, entertain, or maybe keep your little homie off the streets. My name is Chris Styles, it's Trapping Anonymous. Let's get it. What's good, bro?
Yo, what's good, bro? How you doing? Good.
Welcome, welcome.
What's up, bro? How you doing?
As always, jumping right into these episodes.
Yeah.
Talk to me a bit about this whole PPP wave that went on during, I think, quarantine.
Yeah, it was around the quarantine, pandemic. Bandemic, as they used to call it.
The bandemic.
The bandemic.
I'm going to be real. I think I probably made the most. I made more money during the pandemic.
I feel like everybody did, though.
Yo, it was weird because the government. They was giving the money out, and we had Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I don't know, you know, I think Trump has something to do with.
I believe so. I wouldn't mind if he came back in office right now. But, yeah, it was kind of funny because a lot of people who was never making money before the pandemic turned rich during the pandemic. Bro, I'm seeing little niggas, 16, 17-year-old riding around in Hellcats, Lambos, niggas, everybody Dior. I'm like, yo, this shit is crazy.
That's it. I talked about this with my friends all the time. I said, I have never seen Casa Azul on my timeline more
bro,
than during.
This shit's Casa Migos, or Casa anything. If it had Casa in front of it, niggas was drinking it, bro. Shit was crazy, son.
It's like they gave out so much money. Like, I don't think they really understood what they did.
But know? I feel like he's already in debt. It's like, all right, it was a little bit, a couple more millions. You know, feel me? Like, I don't think it really.
It was giving like $500 a week and then an extra $500 on that every week.
Oh, yeah, the unemployment.
Yeah, so that was like $4,000.
Yeah, niggas was wilding, bro. Niggas was definitely
a month.
Yeah. And if you had multiple cards, you had multiple, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, multiple cards. Here we go. So talk to me about this. So did it start off with like the PPP or did it start off with like?
I feel like niggas was doing unemployment a little bit before it type shit. Cause I know when it was rocking in New York, niggas was getting socials and shit. And then that's why everybody was like, yo, let me get, you got an Addy. Cause niggas was sending cards to other niggas' cribs and shit. Cause as long as you have
okay, so all right, so you gotta slow down. You have to kind of talk to us like we're remedial, okay?
Okay.
So what I understood when I was getting the unemployment.
Yeah.
You give your name, your social, your address, obviously all your information, and then sometimes they'll backtrack all the money that
yeah, they'll send you your back pay.
Your back
so
pay.
So as long as you like basically said you was getting it from, I think when did the pandemic, if the pandemic started 2019, I wanna say, you had to say you was getting it like you filed because of that. You feel me? So like, March 2019
yeah,
or 2020?
2020.
Oh, so it was March 2020. As long as you said your job, you got laid off prior to that, like in that area, then they will send you the back pay from there. You just make up any amount of numbers. Say, oh, I made $100,000 or whatever the case may be. And then it probably wouldn't click until 2-3 months, but you would get everything. You know what I'm saying? So if you filed in 2021, you're going to get everything that you're supposed to get from 2020.
That previous year.
So certain niggas' cards pulling up with 40 bands on it. You feel me?
And one time.
Like, yeah. But I mean, you're not going to, I think, what is it, 1,500? I didn't get to do it myself, but I know niggas who did do it. So what was it like the limit you could pull out a day, like 1,000 or 1,200?
Yeah, I don't know. I only got what was owed to me.
So when it came to you, what would they allow you to pull out?
No, they sent me the whole thing to my account. So,
but like, if you was to go to a physical ATM and was able, like, what can you pull out the ATM in a day?
Well, I think my limit was like probably 700.
700. Okay, so certain people's was like 1,000. So you know, after that 40 bands came, it would all come, but you would just keep having to work in the ATM day by day by day, pull out a band, until it's wiped. And then you would still claim every Sunday or whatever the case may be for the extra $600.
So my thing is, how are you getting other people to give you their information so that you get the card and you take the money out?
Either
wouldn't that person just say...
Either you find a head, you feel me? Like, you just find somebody, like, yo, you trying to cash out, I got a wave. You don't tell them it's unemployment. You just be like, yo, just give me a social, whatever the case may be. I got an Addy in New York. It's like, you know, people do
anything
for money,
though. But this is my problem. If you come to me right now, and you say, I got a way to make $40,000. All I need is your name and your social.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not going to tell you the whole 40.
But I would tell you to go fuck off. How do you find these people?
Because you're not a dickhead and you're not desperate.
So you look, do you scout these people out?
Of course. Or if you know, everybody lives in town, you know what I'm saying? You find somebody on Instagram, like, are you trying to make 10 bands? Like, how? Like, yo, just, you know what I'm saying? You ask them for their info, and if they would, they're going to give it to you. If you have a New York address, they're not going to see nothing that's being sent. Because you could get somebody in Cali. You know what I'm trying to say? Yo, you try to make 10 bands. Oh, how? Da-da-da-da. Like, all I need is your social, your birthday. And that's really it. That's how it was before. But now they got some shit called ID Me, where you have to actually physically scan your face for unemployment now. Like, you have to. Like, all of the shit, you have to scan your face. Because back in the day when you didn't have to scan your face, you could buy socials and shit online. You feel me? You could buy somebody's social security number online for like $8, $9, $10, maybe up to $20 for somebody's social, their mother's maiden name. You feel me? Their address, their IP address. You know what I'm saying? You could change your whole phone on VPN to say it. Act there like I'm in Cali. I can make my phone say I'm in Cali right now, but I'm in New York. You feel me? So it's like...
So you do all of this. You have their unemployment. You say that, hey, this person worked since March 2020.
You could just put anything.
But the address that you're sending the card to, doesn't that complicate things?
Yeah, but that's why niggas was getting arrested. When niggas was doing it in Cali, because it kind of came to Cali, it kind of was wilding in Cali, like after the New York, because New York kind of cut it off for a little bit. So when it went to Cali, niggas would just find Cali addresses. That's why, like a year or two ago, you see everybody in California, because everybody was getting Airbnbs, sending cards to one crib. You feel me? You could send 4, 5, 6 cards to one crib. Cards come with 50 bands,
you know
what
I'm saying? And then you take out the $1,000
a day. You gotta keep going to the ATMs. That's why niggas was staying in Cali for a month.
I saw a lot of people getting caught at the ATM machine. They're trying to wear the mask, but some of them, you know, they're getting lazy with it.
Yeah, bro, niggas like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? You cashing out. But
they got end up getting caught.
Yeah, they getting caught, hell yeah, because, you know what I'm saying? Niggas was getting, some nigga got caught with like 7 cards on him, $200,000 in cash.
Because he's pulling out $1,000 from every card.
Yeah, from every card.
So that's $7,000 a day.
If you got 7 cards.
How many cards did you have?
Me? I didn't personally do it myself at all. I was the nigga who was filling out PPPs for people. But I knew the gist of what I would do. I would just sell the info, but I didn't technically go and get no unemployment. I would just sell people's socials, sell people's identities to people that wouldn't mind going to Cali. Because I was not trying to sit in Cali, because you could file for it and then it don't even come. So now I'm out with Cali for no reason.
Gotcha.
Like, or that person could have filed already.
Okay.
It would be better if you knew somebody personally that you know they didn't file, but me, I was just buying the numbers online, you feel me? So I would sell to other people.
I'm so flabbergasted at the, I hate to go back to this point, but it's just like, how do you get people to tell you their name and their social?
People are desperate, bro. That's like saying, how do niggas get girls to let them drop checks in their account? That's even more crazy.
Usually you would think like maybe there's like a relationship with them.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, you build relationships with people. Find people online. You know what I'm saying? As long as people see, if you make it seem like you get money, people are going to trust you. If you broke in there, nobody's going to trust anything you got to say. You feel me?
So it's sort of like engraved into your image to always make it look
and
like.
And a lot of people know, like, a lot of people didn't want to miss out during the pandemic or whatever the case may be. Like, yo, bro, I can get you 10 bands right now. It's not going to come back to you. I promise. You know what I'm saying? People do anything for money nowadays, bro.
Yeah, it was like an SBA loan that they
giving
out. Oh,
yeah, that shit was crazy,
bro. So I think I got like an SBA.
Yeah,
but
what I'm saying? You could either did it legitimately or you could have like did it the same way. As long as you have somebody social, bro, you could do anything.
Oh, yeah, well, I did it legitimately.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, people did it legitimately, but also somebody, bro, it's not too far-fetched to say your social somewhere flying around out there. Not to say
for
it
sure.
is,
you know
but you know what I'm saying?
People,
it's easy to get people social nowadays, bro. You can actually look a person up online on certain sites, like they're everything, just with their name and pay for their social. like you can literally target certain people. Yeah, bro. Like it's crazy, but the dark web is really crazy. There's a lot of shit going on out here that people wouldn't even expect, but you know what I'm saying? Somebody got to do it. You feel me? So it's like,
it's you.
With that being said, like I feel like the unemployment was like the most money niggas ever made in their whole entire life.
Yeah,
the
no, most money niggas would ever make. It was pretty ridiculous.
Bro, niggas would never see that amount of money again, bro, ever.
Well, it's because, like even for me, like I found out about it late, right? Yeah. So they probably owed me for like 3 months, mm-hmm. and then I had the SBA, which was like another 10 to 15. So on 1 week, you know, I was just up like $20,000. And all I did was fill out some forms.
But imagine people who did that all day. That's all they did all day. Just find people. Like, you're one profile. You're one person. Now, if you got six different profiles, bro, niggas was making 80 in a week. You know what I'm saying? It was no limitation to how much you could make at any given time. And it lasted like a summer and a half. Last summer was ridiculous, though.
Yeah.
When PPP came out, it was ridiculous. Like, and niggas was only doing it to the point where it's like, all I gotta do is put down that I made 100 bands in 1 year and they're gonna give me $20,000 in 3 weeks.
Is that how it worked?
Yeah. Well, that's all you have to do. Just say you made over $100,000 in 2019. Just, and you know, niggas is photoshopping fucking the whatever other documents. You feel me? And then.
How much money did you make during that time?
I think I made like, I made like 50, but. I made 100, but I made 50. Cause I did five for five different girls. I did 20, they all got 20 and I just told them to give me my cut for 10. You feel me? Niggas was up 100, but niggas only got half of it. You know what I'm saying? And then one girl, I knew her, she only gave me 5 bands. So I was probably up around like from 45 to 55. And then I did for myself, cause I didn't give a fuck. I said, listen, yo, I don't give a fuck.
Catch you, me if you put can. Your real information?
Yeah. Because I actually did make that amount of money, but just not legally. It's in my pay stubs. I mean, not pay stubs, it's in my banking that I had made over $70,000 that year.
Right.
So all I had to do was put out me $75,000, and they gave me like $9,800. It was cool, you know what I'm saying? Blew through that. Like, you know what I'm saying? The money was so easy to blow through because it's like, this shit is just coming spurts.
I think I put all my money in like crypto or some dumb shit like that.
I know. That's what I should. I put some in crypto, yeah. And then when I got my apartment and shit, I had to. My apartment, I had like two apartments. Then I ended up having to pay all together for both my apartments, like $15,000. So a lot of that shit went to that. You know what I'm saying? So, and then the shit that the girls was giving me, nigga, I'm going to fucking Vegas with my friends, going to Miami with shorty, going out to eat every, bro. People don't understand how much going out to eat every night is. Like,
yeah.
$100 a night. Yeah. And then, mind you, you might be with a shorty.
Miscellaneous
so
stuff.
$200 a night, yeah. Every single night for a summer.
Yeah.
Bro, like a week, that's 700. Then 2 weeks, nigga, you realize, damn, bro, what the fuck did I do this summer but be a thot? And you know what I'm saying? No, like, and you really don't see nothing out of it, which is crazy. But that's what a lot of these young niggas, they did invest in businesses and shit. I'm not saying I ain't flat broke, you feel me? But a lot of the PPP money that I did have, that's bro, cool. It was gone, bro.
Wow.
Most niggas' shit is gone. Niggas up 100 bands. Certain niggas were up mills, though. Because like I said, bro, if you could find enough girls that's gonna let you do a $20,000 PPP for them.
It's funny that you say find enough girls. Like, you don't say find enough men. Like,
no.
Because you don't, is it in your experience, is it harder to convince men to sort of like do it?
When I do like my little half off and little cute shit, every nigga wanna pay half off. But when it comes time to like, niggas would rather be like, yo, bro, what's the sauce?
You're not gonna teach use me as fish. A
head. Show me what the fuck you doing and we could break bread together. I'm not gonna just let you use my information and get over on me. But I was splitting down the middle, you feel me?
It's funny how that like psychology works a little bit because like I feel like women think more so, okay, you're gonna do it, all right, you do it for
you
me.
You do it, I don't want no boom, part boom. Of it.
But the
just
man is
kinda bread.
Like, I have to
I
figure
want the
out
sauce. I want the sauce.
How to make the money.
Everybody wants the sauce, bro. And once you give them the sauce, they could go
do it 100 more times.
I know. You want to do mine? I know 20 girls, nigga. You might know 5 girls. I know 20 girls, nigga. So you teach me that sauce, I'm going to go do it. Like, bro, nobody want to. But sauce ain't free. Can right. I not give you the sauce?
How long have you been scamming?
What is it, 2022, probably like 7 years.
7 years? Yeah,
7 years.
What do you think that moment for you was like when you first did it and said, okay, this is what I'm gonna do for a living.
When I first started, it started off just Venmo. I'm adding pieces to Venmos. I knew some girl that went to college in like Buffalo. So she needed money. So I was like, all right, bet, cool. Let me just send you some money. Let me see. I just linked a card to Venmo, sent her like 600. She got it. Like, all right, keep 300. Give me 300. And then she's like, yo, do you think you'll be able to do it again? Because I need X amount of money. I'm like, if you could find a friend, I'll send it to them. And then tell them that your uncle was sending you money because you need cash for school and you can't pay your bills. So they wouldn't want no money out of it. So then we ended up doing probably like 100 of her friends. And then we just kept going up with how much I could send on Venmo. First it started off 300, then like, right, let me send this person 600, then it started off, let me send 1500.
And this is all from fake cards?
Yeah, just all pieces online.
So I'm assuming that Venmo's restrictions was not that?
No, you just add a piece. Bro, off my phone, I was doing like 50 Venmos a day, just sending it to different people. Like, they would get it, they'd send me my bread back. Then it moved from Venmo to PayPal, then it moved from PayPal to doing Stripe accounts.
Wow.
Then now Shopify's. Now wow. You can do girls only fans. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's still, it is a little bit harder nowadays. But if you know your BIN numbers, we've had a conversation before about the BIN numbers, the first six. So once you learn what the BINs could do and learn the verifications, like certain cards are non-VBV, which means verified by Visa, then you got verified by MasterCard. So some people get like texts and alerts. Certain BIN numbers, they don't. There's no text or alerts to that person's phone. And even if it is, you could spoof their phone. You could actually spoof and act like I have your number and I could call up your bank as you. So that's what
Jesus
I'm trying to say. It's more complex than people just give it out to be like, oh, buy a credit card, just go to fucking Louis and get a Louis bag. No, it's like.
So it's like this gradual thing that sort of happening now, like when you started off with like the Venmo and then you started off with a little bit amount and then you just started increasing.
Yeah,
you just
see what you could do. Because I'm spending my money regardless. So I'm like, yo, if I'm spending money on these pieces, pieces could go anywhere from $8 to, they got $500 pieces, you know what I'm saying? But I had $8 pieces do $80,000 in a hotel, and I had $60 pieces do nothing. Can't even get me Popeyes, even punch food on Uber Eats. So it's like, the more you trying, the more, it's like trial and error, you feel me? Like, you learning as you go along. And it's very stressful, but.
What do you mean by stressful? Why do you say
that? It's
just
stressful, bro.
Why? Like, what's stressful about sitting back
and
buying someone's
information? Money? No, that's what, nigga, it's not. It's never just taking somebody's money, nigga. I got to spend my money on Bitcoin. Like I said, sometimes bro, I can show you my Cash App. My last Cash App, I bought $3,700 worth of Bitcoin in 2 months. And bro,
why are you getting Bitcoin?
Huh?
Because
you would need the Bitcoin to buy pieces. So you like, that's what makes it untraceable. Feel me? So it's like, in order for they not to be able to trace what I'm doing, I would have to buy the pieces with Bitcoin. Now you could buy with. It's just the way these sites. It's just because they don't want the FBI or nobody tracking them. So they're like, oh, it's really no paper trail. So if people are paying us with Bitcoin, there's no, but a lot of these shit's getting seized nowadays, I don't know how, but a lot of my sites are getting seized.
Sometimes I think that, I don't know, cryptocurrency was sort of made for like the dark web.
No, it really was.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But that's what I was trying to say before. I feel like if there was no such thing as scamming I feel like Bitcoin would probably, because when Bitcoin first came out, it was free. Then Bitcoin was $100. Then it was $400. Then it was $500, $800. Like I've seen Bitcoin since it was $100.
Wow.
Like I had it. I had to spend it on my pieces, though.
No,
it wasn't like I could just hold it there. I
got to
buy my pieces. Bro, if I would have kept all the Bitcoin, bro, I would be a multimillionaire. I was buying. Bitcoin is literally free, bro. Like, you know how when they be coming out with new cryptocurrency, they'll give it out for you free.
Mm-hmm.
Free, just so you'll use it.
Yep.
The more people that use it, the more value comes to it.
Right.
Now Bitcoin is the most valuable fucking cryptocurrency in the world.
Right.
You feel me? So it was like, do I regret? Like, if I was to ever go, if I could go back in time one time, I would just tell my younger self, invest in Bitcoin and don't use it.
Yeah,
literally, just even $100 would be $100. One Bitcoin was like $39,000 right now. So if I would spend $100, 2009, whenever it was 100, I would have $39,000 now. Now imagine if you just put
If it was 100, if it was a dollar, you would have 100
well,
Bitcoin.
Yeah, no, because if you bought it for 100. It's one Bitcoin. That would be one Bitcoin.
Right.
One Bitcoin is $39,000 now.
Right. So you would only have $39,000.
Yeah. But if you put 500, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I had bread at the time.
Right.
I'm loading up 200-300 to go buy my pieces regardless.
Nah, I got you.
You feel me? So if I would have just kept it and not bought pieces, bro, I would have had whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, And that's just the fucked up part is because, like, I say that to say, I feel like if there was no such thing as buying illegal things online, Bitcoin would have no value.
So where's the stress part? You know, because when we think sort
All right,
of...
so say you wanted something off of me.
As a civilian, mm-hmm. we sort of look at people that scam sometimes as taking the easy way out. Or sometimes we look at them as they're lazy. They just want to sit back and just, you know, have this, have these things come to them. You know what I mean?
No, I understand.
So when I say, where does the stress come? It's sort of like playing the devil's advocate to the situation. It's like, well, you don't get up and go to work every day. Like, what stress do you have?
That is work.
Right.
That's actually work. Like, I could give you 5 cards right now and then tell you, you have to make something happen. You have to make that happen. And if it doesn't, you got to go back, load up, spend your real money, regardless of however you made it, on more Bitcoin to buy more pieces. So say, like, when I do trips, I say I do half off flights or whatever the case may be. Going to Dubai, I just used last night. The flight back from Dubai going to wherever he was going was $900. So now I have to go make sure a piece has $900 on it. It doesn't have, no, like, you know what I'm saying? I could buy 50 pieces in a row. They don't have to have $900. Mm-hmm. He already paid me $450. Mm. I'm not refunding nobody. Mm. I have a strict no refund policy. So regardless of the fact, I have to get that. Bro, you know how stressful that is? If I use, say my pieces is $20 each. I bought one piece. Don't work. Okay, $20 down the drain. So out of the $450 he sent me, I'm making $430. Making it, I buy another piece. That don't work. Another $20. Now that's $410. Another piece. That don't work. Now that's $390. You feel me? What I'm going? That's stressful. Typing it all. Yeah. It's not like this information types itself in. I'm typing all this information myself.
So, you have this non-refund policy. I'm laughing not because it's funny, because I'm just thinking about the young lady that wants to go to Miami. The flight is $500. She gives you $250. She gets to the airport. And they say, hey, ma'am, it didn't work. It didn't go through. There's no boarding pass. There's no confirmation. Now what?
In my expert opinion, I would attempt to get her another flight.
Okay.
But that's what I was trying to say about the Bitcoin. If I realized I'm loading up around the same price that you paid me, then I'm no. Because I'm going to be in a hole. You spent $250. I'm going to always load up close to $100. So just say I made $150. If that $100 don't shake, bro, I'll try again, but I'm not, if I spend what you sent me, now I'm spending my own bread, then I'm telling you, bro, I'll get you something at a later time. I can do an Amazon order for you. It's not like I just flat zoe people. Like I have, it's bad to say, but that's another part that's stressful, the karma that comes with doing this all together. Mm. So that part is stressful, and then just doing it. It's like customer service when you're not really right. You know what I mean? Like, customer service when you know you're right is like, yeah. But when you, like, kind of dancing on a fence and you doing customer service, it's kind of hard because, like, I can't be mad at the person because, nigga, I know what the fuck I'm doing. But on the flip side of that coin, you know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah, so it's like, it's not like they could be like...
Yeah, like, yeah, you lost out $250, but it's not like I'm going to just burn somebody to the ground where it's like, oh, you don't get shit. Like, I'll be like, all right, my fault. The flight didn't work this time. Let me get you something next time. Like, maybe right, if you want to do another trip, Amazon order, maybe you want a quick little hotel, or you want, like, a Uber. You know, some stupid shit. You know what I mean? I'll try.
If it's like JetBlue and it happens, you can rave about it, get a refund, you know, do something.
Yeah.
But it's like what you said. They know they're not all the way right with what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, they know that there's this possibility that nothing can happen. And then you just flat out, do you, like, block these people?
If you become a nuisance, yeah. But if you just hold it down, like, oh, boom, you text me, like, it didn't work. But if you just text me like, yo, it didn't work, or whatever the case may be, and I mean, I have a heart, you know what I'm saying? I'm sympathetic to the fact because I wouldn't want somebody running over my bread, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, I'll definitely try to help. But once I feel like it's kind of like, all right, this person is going to keep hitting me, like, I'll just block them.
If we could transition back to the loans, I saw that Joe Biden had just put like a task force together.
Yeah, I heard of that.
Just to attack people with
that.
The PPP loans. Then they came out like this list. It was like a bunch of names that was on this PPP list.
I looked up your name, too.
Did you see me?
Yeah. I looked up my name, too. I looked up everybody I did. I looked up your name retardedly for no reason.
Yeah.
I looked up everybody's name. I feel like that's really dangerous to do, though. Because what if somebody has, like, ops?
Right.
And then now you know where they live. You know how much money they just made. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's really...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's dangerous, bro. Putting people's real addresses on there for the public, the whole entire world to look up. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, bro, jail would be lit. I'll say that. Because all the lit niggas did that shit. Everybody.
I don't know people that didn't do it.
Anybody who didn't do it's on Twitter saying, I wish I did it. No, really, bro. It's a whole, like, type that in. There's a whole thread of motherfuckers. Like, I'm not missing this one. If it come back, if it come back, I'm doing it again. I'm dead ass, bro. That shit come back, I'm doing it again, bro. But it'll be too many people to lock up, bro. Come on. They would have to make new jails for just people who did that. It's too many people,
it's
bro.
Sweet.
In New York alone, bro. I'm looking, because you could look it up by, like, area code. Mm-hmm. I'm looking up by area code, bro. It's the whole block. The whole block. The whole style. Like, half of Flatbush.
Because one person did it, and they just told everybody.
Yo, bro, it's lit. They giving out 20 for nothing. All you got to do is say you made $100,000, bro, and they're giving you... And it was easy, bro. It was easy, bro. It was really... Just say you just made $100,000. That's it. You made $100,000, they'll give you $20,000 back. That's all you had to do. It was people like, oh, I'm not telling... It was no big... You know what I'm saying? It was no big fucking secret. All you had to do was say you made over $100,000, and they're going to give you $20,000, bro. Like I said, I did that for 5 different girls. They got their shit, and it's forgivable. Everybody got their shit forgiven.
Yeah, that was a big thing for me.
That was crazy. That's what I really didn't understand. I'm like, yo, is there something else going on behind this
shit? I thought it was a
trick. I don't know, bro. It still seems a little fishy. Because like, how do you just forget? Like, what?
If you didn't trap, what would you be doing?
If I didn't finesse, I would probably even be selling drugs or something, bro. I think I'm like illiterate.
Wait, that's still trapping.
Like, it's trapped, but I don't, like, you know what I'm saying?
Does your mind ever go away from illegal things?
Not really. Certain people just live that lifestyle, bro, and I just came accustomed to it. It's like, do I want to do more? Of course. Everybody wants to do more. Nobody's sufficing exactly what you're doing in life. Everybody feels like, oh, I could do more. I should be doing more. I could do more. But it's like sometimes when you get content in what you're doing, it just, you know what I'm saying, you just be comfortable. It's like, a lot of people are afraid to step outside the box. I feel like I'm falling in that category. Like, I don't want to do any more than I know. And it's like, are other avenues for money, but it's just hard, bro.
How do you grow? How do you grow if you're never willing to step outside of what you know?
You usually don't. You feel me?
And you use the word content, so you're kind of good where you're at.
Yeah. And like I also said, I would want to do more, but it's like if you put a butterfly in a jar, it's still going to turn to a butterfly, but it might not fly higher than the jar. It's still going to be a butterfly, though.
You feel like you're a butterfly in a jar?
At times, but that's your own, you know what I mean? That's my own fault. You know what I mean? I don't feel like nobody else.
Do you ever think about, like, what will you tell your kids one day, you know, when they want to know what daddy does for a living? Or, you know,
daddy
what
was scamming.
Huh?
I said, daddy was scamming.
Well, I mean, if you say that you don't see yourself ever...
No, I mean, I
doing more,
to.
You would have to be doing that as a father. I don't know. Cause I'm in a place now where I just think about family so much.
Yeah,
I just think about, you know, I'm 32 years old. So I'm my mind, it just works so much differently than it worked back when I was in my 20s and just, you know, while and I got to kind of think about... What's next? I got to kind of think about the next generation. So that's why I ask. Because I think about those things. Like one day, you know, my kid is going to come to me. He's like, what do you do, dad? And I was interview people about the underworld. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, nah. I mean, that's fire, though.
Yeah. So that's why I asked you. Like, they come ask you that question. Like, what do you say?
But, all right. So I'll answer that. Like, me personally, I feel like, I don't know if my pullout was just fire. But I just feel like I could kind of control not having a child. So I feel like while I'm doing this and I'm living a life like this, I would just be more responsible enough not to have a child. Because, I mean, I've never even had a scare before, ever in my life, and I'm 30. I've never even had a girl even say maybe.
It could be something with your semen, too, right?
It may be, but I just feel like it could be. But I don't just be splashing and shit like that. That's OD. But, yeah, I just feel like I wouldn't bring my kids into a world like this.
So children is not a part of your future, in the foreseeable future?
Not right now, no. Because right. It is just, it'll be irresponsible.
Right.
Because like I said, you know fucking finesses. They got to, it's the same thing as living paycheck to paycheck. You know what I'm saying? You living finesse to finesse. If I don't get a finesse for 2 weeks, nigga, I could feed myself, pay my rent, but
it's funny.
Child is crazy.
It's funny how you say that's irresponsible, but it's not like you're like using contraceptive. It's not like you're trying to like not have, it's not like you're trying to have protected sex, right? So one might say, well, that's irresponsible because you're not even trying to take the precautions to not have a kid. So you, okay. So
no,
you,
that's what I'm trying to say.
Because over the years, I splashed it, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, you know, you could be responsible on one end, but on the other end, you're kind of like, you know, nah, like, I ain't going to have no kid. You know, no girl ever came back to me and said, you know, this, that, and the third. And it's like, well, the precautions is not even being taken.
Mm-hmm.
So God forbid, for your situation, if it happens, you could be like, what you about to do?
She'll see green text.
This is not half of flights, man. This
bro,
like,
but I would still probably block her, bro. But if it came down to, if I don't feel like I was financially.
In your heart, you would do that.
Yeah, bro. I mean, unless, I mean me, because with my beliefs, I wouldn't technically pay for an abortion. So if she was okay with paying for her own abortion, then that's what it is.
Well, kind of give that to me. So your belief system says.
It doesn't say that. It's just I always was like kind of never wanted. I always told myself that I would never contribute to a female's abortion ever. If you want to keep it, no, that's on you. If you don't want to keep it, that's on you. That has nothing to do with me. Like, I'm not actively trying to get anybody pregnant. And if once a female understands that, then she can understand, like, why would you even want to have my baby? Like, what would make you want to do that? Out of spite? You ain't getting shit out of me.
I always find it interesting where people draw the line, right? It's like, I could run up this bag, I could get this bread, I could fuck these bitches, but I ain't paying for no abortion. That's just too, that's just like, I could never do that.
I don't know, bro. It really is weird. When you say it out loud, it's weird, but it's just that because I don't know what percentage of it's alive or whatever the case, I just, it's like, pay murder for hire in a different way, because that could have been the next LeBron, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to pay for it, but if I don't think we're emotionally connected or financially stable enough to have a child, that's why I don't understand why women even would have a child out of spite. Like, oh, I'm going to have it. Like, nigga, you putting yourself through
hell.
But what if she doesn't believe in abortions, like you? What if she's like you and just doesn't believe in abortions or wouldn't contribute to the death of a child?
Then she can also believe in, if we're not emotionally connected, I don't technically have to be in that child's life. To me, personally, if I'm not ready, because it's all consent nowadays, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
It's your consent to have it. It should also be my consent to not have to want to be in that child. I don't want to have to deal with it. I wasn't ready. I can't afford it. What if I say that? I can't afford a child right now.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm having it. Okay, so take your child. Best of luck to you.
I hate to draw this parallel, but it's like people don't consent to get their money taken.
That's what I'm trying to say, though. People have more means to it than others.
Yeah, well, I draw the comparison just because I think it goes back to just like morally what we make room for and morally what we kind of just be like, oh, nah, that's, I can do this, but I can't do that. Or I can't do that, or I can do this. And, you know, obviously, we're all human. We're all flawed. You know, I'm definitely not holier than thou. You know what I mean? I think it's an interesting conversation to have when it comes to people's moral compass and trying to understand why one thing would be completely okay, but then another thing is just, like, completely out of bounds.
Yeah. I honestly feel like when I do feel like once I'm past this stage of doing whatever I'm doing, and then I'm mature enough, and then I feel like, all right, you know what? I could have fun, but I also can actually take care of this human being that's going to be from here till 18, whatever the case may be, when you're supposed to support your child. I feel like I would do it. I just don't want to do it while I feel like I'm not ready.
If anybody wants some, I don't know, PPP money, how do they contact you? You have a business card?
It's actually coming back around, but it's more so for different small businesses. It's not actually a PPP fund. I gotta do more research before I just start doing it. But I definitely will say this summer, I think something will be back around, because I'm hearing that it's already coming back, but it's a little bit more, it's a little harder than just saying, oh, I made $100,000. I think you need a few more documents, but everything could be altered. And I feel like it's going to be lit this summer, bro.
Is there any scam that's off limits?
As far as?
Something that you wouldn't do.
It's a good one. I don't think I would actively scam like an old lady. Like, you know how they be doing an old lady, call up an old lady, be like, hey, your daughter's in the hospital, we need you to send her. Like, I don't think I would do stuff like that. That's kind of inhumane to me. But
for the right price?
I don't target vulnerable. I don't target at all, actually, you know what I'm saying? I buy information, but I wouldn't physically target old. There's people who actually call old people all day long, get them to send them their like social security and all that, bro. It's like nut shit.
I've seen those.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think I would do stuff like that. Like, that's kind of fucked up.
Well, you sort of target when you look for the vulnerable people that you want to do the scams to. I mean, they might not be an old lady, but they might be somebody that, you know, is a little broke or a little vulnerable.
I look for bins and I kind of look for states. So I know why.
Well, I mean, when you look for people to do the PPP loans and stuff like that. It's like you don't just say it to any and everybody. You sort of fish it out. Like, okay, should I ask this person? Or should I, like, nah, this person would never be with me. You know what I mean? So it's like in the same ways, you still profiling.
It's fake targeting, but yeah. I wouldn't not do it with somebody I wasn't cool with. Because remember, the money goes to their account. I have to trust them to send me my bread too. So you feel me? So like, I'm not gonna just do it with a random person. Like, and they just run off with the whole 20 and I'm like, all right. I got to, you know what I'm saying? I would do it with people that I would figure that would actually send me the bread. I could trust them. Mm-hmm. And if shit hit the fan, they would hold it down. You feel me?
But so old ladies is where you draw the line.
I don't think I would call up old niggas either. Like, I don't think I would call up the elderly. I don't think I would target after the elderly to get their social security checks to just make them, you know what I mean? I don't think I would do stuff like that.
What if it was $100,000 a call?
$100,000 call. It depends on the finesse. 100 bands. Dude, I call on my mom for 100 bands.
This is Trapping Anonymous. My name is Chris Stiles.
Oh my gosh, I'm crying.